Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I am your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. We're approaching the end of the year, which is a good time to attach safety maintenance. Some of what I'm going to bring up I've covered in the previous 150 episodes, but they are worth repeating. Well, you know, most people have heard of spring cleaning. I'm going to introduce the end-of-year safety clearing. The first reminder is about batteries. When was the last time you replaced the batteries in your emergency equipment? When I made this the subject of episode 86, I received a ton of emails from folks thanking me for saving their equipment. The batteries had been in them for so long they were starting to go bad and leak acid. Episode 86 was nearly 18 months ago. So it is time to do it again. So get your marker out, write the date on your batteries, and put new batteries in all of your emergency gear. When was the last time you actually opened your emergency kit? If you're like most people, it was probably when you put it together. Also, check the expiration date on any of the antiseptics that might be in your kit. So replace the batteries in lights and radios in all of your kits around the house and in your vehicles. It should be easy to remember from now on. When you're buying all of those batteries for gifts, buy some extra batteries for your own gear. One thing to remember is that you should replace the batteries whether or not you think they need it. You go to your emergency gear in a crisis, and that is when you need them to work perfectly. Mark them and swap them. Another quick reminder this holiday season is about your trash. This came as a tip last year from a listener, Christy Hepburn from Baltimore. I also heard it echoed in a list of tips by my local police department just the other night. You need to be conscious of how you treat your trash. Most people simply just put out boxes on the curb for trash collection. The issue is that the trash then becomes a list of items you've just purchased. Anyone, including thieves and robbers and burglars, can walk down the street and see who has the stuff worth taking. You have created a perfect list of items, and they have your address. So cut up all of your boxes and put them in the bins. If you need to hold on to them for a week because the bin is full, then do it. Now, Christy said her family takes the boxes right to their local recycling center. Do what you need to do, but just do not leave them exposed in front of your home. If you have any tips you would like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
When every moment matters and a life is saved, when someone gives blood, when a hand reaches out, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Down the street, across the country, around the world, you help save the day. Every day. Your support truly matters. You can help today. Visit redcross.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com.